We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'm not a big fan of graveyards. Like, I'm not afraid of death. I do believe in spirits and ghosts or something like that. I don't know if it's like people stuck between here and heaven or hell or what, but like graveyards in general, I avoid them. I'm not a big fan, but Alex, as you know, is into murder and weird things as such. Loves it.
I love spooky. I love true crime.
And now there's a place, Alex, which apparently I heard you booked a vacation to already, that you want to go check out. It's a special kind of graveyard, though.
If they turn this into an Airbnb, I am down, down, down. So just the title, the headline of this article is just, it gives you goosebumps. It says, "Welcome to the home for wayward baby dolls, a creepy resting place for discarded toys. Deep in the hills of eastern Kentucky, there's a mysterious place run by a slightly mad scientist where plastic dolls live out their final days." There
Who
is
would
nothing.
Want to go to this place?
Well, there is, Joe, you see the pictures. There is nothing creepier than the pictures of this place, is there?
Even a nice, clean, "Hi, I'm a doll," is creepy.
He finds just, like, baby dolls that people don't want, or they've, like, thrown in the trash, or he finds them just, like, on the side of the road. I mean, literally, I'm not making this up. And he takes them home, and he just places them all around his home and yard, but everything is, like, really decrepit looking. The house looks haunted itself. He talked about how he was at a rest stop or something with his wife traveling from Florida, and they had passed this couple who had their car packed to the brim with all their belongings, and the father, like, casually looked over at them and were like, "Oh, these are possessed." And this guy said, "What?" And then the mom said, "Yeah, these are possessed." And their three-year-old son said, "They stare at me at night." And the girl, a little girl, and they said, "They're bad baby dolls." And so this guy was like, "Oh, well, I'm taking these dolls in. They still need a home."
This guy's a killer, like legit, Murder Monday style. This guy does stuff. He's got bodies. There's no way you don't investigate somebody like this.
Some of the dolls are fully intact around his yard. Some of them are just the heads. Some of them are just the torsos, the arms, the legs. He said most doll manufacturers don't make these dolls for anything other than the intended love by a small child. But with some of these dolls, like one he has been pumped with 5 shots from a .32 caliber pistol into its head. Most children don't carry weapons around and use them to fill their dolls full of lead. I want all the abused dolls.
This sounds like your dream kind of a guy.
This is the weirdest...
Is he single?
...thing.
Is he single?
No, he's married. Him and his wife do this at their home in eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
He said, "I expect we could come up with all sorts of dark parallels with today's world. We can all immerse ourselves in dystopia, but we prefer to think in terms of hope and refuge. The home for wayward baby dolls will be as, it will be, you know, special for its inhabitants."
All right, so you have fun going there. I'm already creeped out by it. I'm done.
I need to go to this. So we will put some photos for you.
Nope, no, we won't.
On Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Just click on our story because I'm going to put a poll. I want to know if you would go here because I love me some spooky stuff.
And I will delete that or I will just log out of the account because that is creepy as hell.